Hello and welcome to the Flix Forum podcast, where each episode we go back and we look at a Netflix original film in the order of release. This episode we have Netflix's 310th film from 2020. It's the Christmas musical called Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square. This one's directed by Debbie Allen and stars Dolly Parton, Christine Baranski, Jennifer Lewis, and Treat Williams. I'm Jesse. I am your host. Thanks for joining today. As always, if you are keen on checking this one out, give us a pause and come back a little bit later on because we will spoil it as we go, because we do kick the show off with the Fast Flicks, where we do a quick little summary of what the film is all about. So this one, it's about a mean businesswoman who returns to her hometown to evict everyone at Christmas. But can the Christmas spirit change her mind? Question. I used to always do my fast flicks as a question. Haven't done one in a while. This is a Christmas film, so I'm pretty sure you'll be able to work out where this one's going to go. We like to look at how this film ended up on Netflix. Not a lot, really. I think it was produced by Warner Brothers Television, so somewhere there was a deal somewhere that happened there. The only other thing I could find out about this film was that Dolly Parton wrote all of the songs that are actually in the film, but they didn't actually release a soundtrack. Dolly Parton did record versions of a couple of the songs, one of them called Christmas Is and the other one Christmas on the Square, and released these on her 2020 album called A Holly Dolly Christmas. So two of those songs have been recorded, but the rest, they didn't, which seems like a bit of a missed opportunity, really. This film was released on Netflix on the 22nd of November 2020. It was filmed in and around Atlanta, Georgia. It was nominated for a few things. I guess the biggest thing was that it won the Outstanding Television Movie at the Primetime Emmys for that year, which is a big award, as well as, and it did win another Emmy, for Outstanding Choreography for a Scripted Program. So that was cool. It was also nominated at the Producers Guild of America Awards for Outstanding Producer of a Streamed or Televised Motion Picture, as well as the Campiest TV Show at the Dorian Awards. The Golden Reel Awards also recognized it by nominating it for Outstanding Achievement in Sound Editing. So quite a few nominations, big nominations too. Translations around the world. What's this film called? So Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square in English, that is obviously, it's Dolly Parton's film and it's about Christmas on this town square. So in Portuguese, it's called Christmas with Dolly Parton. So that's pretty straightforward. In French, and there's some of these translations do not work. So in French, it's Christmas at our house. No, doesn't work at all. In Italian, Christmas in the city. No, not again. This is definitely not set in a city. Some of the themes of this film are about a small town. So again, missed the marker. In Polish, it's called Have a Wonderful Christmas. Just lazy. In Chinese, it's called Small Town Christmas Love. Sure, there's not a lot of love in this film. There is some, but okay, it's not the main focus of the film. That's where we're at. And I guess in Turkish, it's called Christmas Miracle. That one sort of fits okay because, Christmas Miracle is fine. And it has got the Dolly Parton title sort of dropped in a lot of countries as well. And it's just called Christmas on the Square. What are the critics and audiences saying about this film? So Rotten Tomatoes sits at 64%. That's on 36 reviews. So that is fresh. The audience, a little bit lower at 51%. So that would be rotten. That's on more than 100 ratings. IMDb, it's only got 3,100 ratings, but it sits at a 5.3 out of 10. So again, sort of mediocre there. It sort of reflects the audience for Rotten Tomatoes. Letterboxd, sort of low as well, 2.4 out of 5. That's on 5,500 ratings, been logged by a bit over 8,000 people. And Metacritic again, where we use the traffic light system, fairly low. The critics have it at 51 out of 100. That's only on 7 reviews, but that is in that yellow middle ground of a traffic light. And the audience has it at a 5.8 out of 10 on 5 reviews. So also on that yellow section of the traffic light. What are my early thoughts on this one? It's camp. It's super Christian-y, like the Christian themes and ideas, and it feels like a stage production, but it's infectious and it's fun. It's got a pretty decent songbook, and I think it would easily work as a Christmas soundtrack to almost play in the background at a Christmas event. If you put this on the TV in the background, the songs fit perfectly with the time of year. All right, the characters. Let's talk about the characters in this film. So there's not much development in them. They've sort of got a characteristic, and that's where they go from there. So Angel, we're going to talk about the Angel. The Angel is Dolly Parton. She's the angel of the town who's there to grant miracles and support people in making changes. That's what she's there for. And I guess the main person that she's there to support is Regina. And Regina's like a modern-day Scrooge. She's left this small town to make it big in the city and escape secrets and the small-town woes and the pain that I guess she's felt from feeling that her father has let her down. So she's returning after his death to sort of buy this town up and kick everyone out. And, you know, through her own health scares, it sort of helps her identify that she needs to change as well as learning a bit about her family and what her father actually was doing for her. The other sort of main people, I guess, is the pastor. His name is Christian Hathaway and his wife, Jenna. Their issue is that they've got fertility issues and they deeply want a child, but they're what represents everything good in this town. They're the ones that want to get the town together to make sure Regina can't buy this town out. The other side characters, I guess, we've got Marjolaine. She's the hairdresser. She's Regina's oldest and closest friend, I guess, and she does Regina's hair for her when she returns, but even she's had enough of her when she does come to evict everyone from town. Carl's another side character. He's the owner of the general store that Regina's also trying to kick out, but they've had a romantic past, and a part of their story helps her change as a character too. Violet and her dad, Mac, they're the African-American sort of family in the town. They run the bar. Violet's mother's passed away. The dad blames Regina. Violet also has an accident in this film and ends up in hospital, but her youth and her innocence, I guess, is another turning point for Regina in this film. The last sort of person is Felicity. Felicity's Regina's assistant, which we also find out is sort of working both sides, and she's in training to become an angel with Dolly Parton. Go figure, that was a little bit of a random plot device in this film. The director, Debbie Allen, big directing credits, 51 directing credits, including 38 episodes of Grey's Anatomy, 44 episodes of the TV show All of Us, 5 episodes of that Disney Channel show That's So Raven, 83 episodes of A Different World in the 80s and 90s, as well as a couple of episodes of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So quite a lot of TV work, as well as some Christmas-themed television movies too. Scenes. What did I like in this film? I think, you know, it's hard to say that. And this is a bit like when we did the Jingle Jangle Christmas film the other week as well. The songs really worked for me in this film. I think, I'll probably pick all of them, but the one that stands out is that opening scene. They've got the dances, the songs, it introduces all the characters, their arcs. I wrote in my notes, I was like, that was so effing good. Like, I think that was excellent and a really good way to start. And I think, you know, the songs throughout work really well. The things that I didn't like in this one, I think the town square, the actual set of the town square, it just looked like a backlot studio. I thought that was really bad. And that really annoyed me. And yeah, I don't know. The music and the songs, the way the characters act, make it, you know, feel like this fantasy world. But the set also, you know, it just sort of makes it seem even worse. Dolly Parton, her songs, they're the ones that didn't really stand out, especially as the angel. She's singing to Regina at her house at one stage, and this other song where she sings to Felicity and sort of shrinks her and uses her miracle powers to put her into a cookie jar. I just didn't like those songs, I think. But the rest of the songs were really, really good. The themes, the ideas in this film, I think, you know, there's lots. It talks about lots. It holds these Christian values throughout. So that idea of banding and coming together and goodwill and working together and loving thy neighbor and that act of giving and not necessarily focusing on receiving, that's all there too. I think, obviously, Christmas is a big theme with miracles, the work of angels, the idea of love, and this all ties into with faith and religion too. I mean, I sort of emphasized the pastor's name, Christian Hathaway. I mean, he's actually called Christian. A little bit on the nose, but, you know, that's that idea. There's a bit about grief in here too, the idea of letting go, changing, but also acknowledging memories too. Forgiveness plays a big part towards the back end of the film, acknowledging mistakes, making up for it, and that sort of goes against that idea of greed and not caring about others and working out why that's the wrong thing too. And it does touch on that idea too of small towns versus those big towns and progression and the idea of dreams and how do you dream when sometimes you are stuck in a rut. So touched on all of those, not necessarily done really well, but did touch on all those quite well. What did I take away from this film? This is probably a bit of a controversial take, but I think Dolly Parton was the worst part of the film. And it's not on her. I think it's possibly because her style of music and singing was such a stark contrast between the rest of the songs in the film. And I think that sort of just made it really, really sort of didn't seem like it sort of gelled well together, the songs in between the different sorts of chorus songs that we saw compared to her solo songs that she was doing by herself. IMDb, we have a moment where we say, did we jump on IMDb to check anyone out? Did we recognize them? There's this character, Lenore. She's a side character who sings quite a bit, and I had to look her up. Her name's Mary Donnelly Haskell. She looked really familiar. Doesn't have a lot of credits, so I'm not sure I've actually seen her in anything. Done a lot of stuff with Dolly Parton and Christmas films. Sort of reminded me a bit of Ugly Barbie from the Barbie film, so I'm not sure why, but yeah, sort of a miss there for me on IMDb. All right, questions, ponderings, anything I wanted to think about for this film. I think Felicity, I sort of touched on this before, Felicity as this, you know, the side to Regina, but she's also an angel in training with Dolly Parton, the angel. Was that really needed? I'm not sure that it actually added anything to the film. I think it was just another complex thing that they just added in to try and try and make it work. I'm not sure. I'm not sold on it. And that might lead to our social media question very, very soon. But I am ready to wrap this up. We do give the films a rating out of 5 on this podcast. For me, I sort of said this, there's very little character development because it sort of just goes from song to song throughout this film, sometimes a little bit randomly, but it was still enjoyable. It was made quite well. It made me feel good. It's worth a watch at Christmas time. I'm giving this a 3.5 out of 5, probably a little bit higher, but I did feel good after watching this film. We're on socials. We've got Instagram, we've got Facebook, and we have X, formerly known as Twitter. The question, this ties in with Felicity. Should they continue this story and make a film focused on Felicity? Should they do a follow-up musical Christmas-type film where Felicity's now the angel, get rid of Dolly Parton and focus on Felicity and how she's going sort of in her first 12 months as being an angel? I don't know. That's a nice little pitch. I like that idea. Let me know what you think. We are back next week. Next week, there's no Christmas film. It is still a film from 2020, but it's not Christmas. It's a drama. It's called Hillbilly Elegy, and it's directed by Ron Howard. It stars Amy Adams, Glenn Close, Gabrielle Basso, Hayley Bennett, Freda Pinto, Bob Hopkins, and Owen Astalos. I am looking forward to this one. I remember when this came out, this was meant to be big sort of awards buzz type of film. So I haven't seen it. I'm keen to check it out. Hopefully you are too. Watch it before next week. As always, thanks for hanging around, and I will see you next week.